Hello, everyone. I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas, here with Pat Norman, and we welcome you to the January 30th, 2025 episode of Free Pod. We want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses can always be found in the print version of our newscast on the Free Pod website at www.freepod.org, which you can also navigate to from our Facebook page or from the website of our partner station, WNIJ, National Public Radio in DeKalb. Now let's see what's going on.
As most of our audience has probably already learned, there was a large fire that essentially demolished Knowlton Motors on West Avenue last Friday evening. The fire started after business hours and no employees were injured. Knowlton Motors, owned by Jim Knowlton, has been in business for 13 years. A number of photos of the blaze can be found at the city's website or on the website of Rockford television stations.
Statistics from all city departments for the year of 2024 are included in the city's annual report. Highlights include a record-breaking year in paving roads, record attendance for the library's summer reading program, and details of achievements at police and fire departments. Other information, such as how many city employees work on a daily basis, the number of demolitions of blighted homes, and the number of FOIA requests received, is also covered. This information and much more can be found by searching on 2024 annual report at the city's website, www.cityoffreeport.org. A link is also provided in the print version of this podcast.
In other city news, approximately every 50 years, yes, 50 years, Freeport has the opportunity to renew their enterprise agreement with the Northern Illinois Gas Company to construct, operate, and maintain a gas distributing system for the city. Among other details, a recent renegotiation to update the contract from 1974 resulted in $20,000 in savings for the Freeport Public Library, which will now receive free therms from NICOR.
A number of updates from the county board were covered in their January meeting. This included a $1 million grant to repair county road guardrails and approval of an employment agreement for Marcos Perez, who had been acting as an interim administrator for the Stevenson Nursing Center as permanent nursing home administrator. As a result of a request for proposal to replace transitional care management, the company previously engaged to provide billing, collection, accounting, and consulting services for the nursing center, two finalists were presented to the board for consideration. The first was Hayward Financial Group, a local firm with a sound track record but lack of experience specific to nursing homes. The second was Matrix Care, a large Minnesota-based firm with extensive nursing home experience nationwide. The board voted 12-3 to hire Matrix Care, resulting in a lower cost per month for the nursing home.
Former Illinois State Senator Brian Stewart recently hosted a tour of historic sites in Galena for a number of his colleagues, including the Council for Foreign Policy and Diplomacy at the Consulate General of Canada. Locations they visited included the U.S. Grant Home, the Alehu Washburn Home, and the Marketplace. He was joined for the tours by Historic Site Superintendent Terry Miller and his associates Jamie Lasco and Bill Lutz. A photo of the large group with all the names and positions is included in the print version of this podcast. In his Facebook post, Brian urged residents in the area to also take advantage of the wonderful historic sites such as these, which he characterized as truly remarkable historic treasures in Northwest Illinois. Thanks, Brian, for promoting Northwest Illinois to this large group.
This Saturday, February 1st, the Freeport Public Library and Winneshiek Playhouse will host a free Reader's Theater performance of Dandelion Wine, the book selected for this year's One Book, One Freeport Community Reading Program. The book, by famed author Ray Bradbury, recounts the story of his boyhood in Greentown, which is actually Waukegan, Illinois, in which he learns about love, life, mysteries, and death. The entire public is invited to this all-volunteer event, which One Book, One Freeport participants will enjoy, even if they haven't started reading the book yet. The event runs from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. at the Winnishik Playhouse at 228 West Clark Street in Freeport.
Congressman Eric Sorensen worked with 52 other lawmakers in Washington, D.C. on a bipartisan basis to encourage the Department of Treasury to quickly expand the definition of farming practices eligible for a tax credit, along with guidance associated with accessing the credit. The credit will help lower transportation costs, as well as providing for investment in sustainable fuel sources. The Clean Fuels Production Credit, which was released last week, incentivizes the production of low-emission transportation fuels, including sustainable aviation fuel and other biofuels. It directly benefits Illinois farmers by expanding markets for corn and soybeans used to make biofuels.
The public is invited to Jane Addams as a Reformer, Striving for the Lincoln Ideal in a Rapidly Changing America, a free American history lecture at the Freeport Library next Thursday, February 6th at 6 o'clock p.m. The program will be presented by Andy Dvorak, who will review how had Abraham Lincoln lived another 15 or 20 years beyond his death in 1865, he would have witnessed enormous challenges to his vision of a partnership of business and labor against the evils of slavery and xenophobia. By the 1880s, business and labor were increasingly in opposition to each other, and Jim Crow racism and anti-immigrant bigotry was on the rise as the United States rapidly industrialized and urbanized. Dvorak will discuss how Jane Addams, who was born in Cedarville, grew up idolizing President Lincoln, but discovered she needed to adapt her ideas and strategies to meet the reform needs of a new and complex society far removed from the stark but simpler issues of a much more rural pre-Civil War America.
FHN has awarded $1,000 scholarships to four area students to help cover the cost of their healthcare education. Each student wrote an essay about their career path to support the healthcare needs of FHN service area, and the top candidates were selected for interviews. The 2024 Healthcare Career Scholarship winners are Emily Allison of RIDOT, who is pursuing a physical therapist assistant degree at Highland Community College; Abby Hammer of Shannon, who is pursuing a nursing degree also at Highland; Haley Smith of Warren, who is pursuing a doctorate of pharmacy degree at UW-Madison in Madison; and Bintu Timbenye of Rockford, who is pursuing a doctorate of pharmacy degree at the University of Illinois Chicago Rockford campus. All of FHN's scholarships are funded through donations to the FHN Foundation.
Next Friday, February 7th at 7 o'clock p.m., the Freeport Art Museum will host a wine and spirits tasting fundraiser at the museum to support community arts. Cheeses from Baumgartner's Cheese Shop, along with other sweet and savory treats, will accompany tastings of wine, whiskey, and other spirits presented by distributors from Cork and Keg Liquors. General admission is $40 per person, and VIP tickets and other types of admission are offered. And all art museum members receive a $5 discount on their tickets. For more information and to purchase tickets online, head to the museum's website at www.freeportartmuseum.com and click on Events.
Although it has recently sometimes felt otherwise, wintry weather will still be with us for many weeks, and hardy souls can enjoy the opportunity to grab their sleds, skis, skates, snowshoes, and snowmobiles for cold weather recreation. The Freeport Park District crew has been busy preparing their winter venues and invites you to enjoy seasonal sports at several locations. Here are some of the options. Hit the trail at Oakdale Nature Preserve and Crape Park for hiking, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and fat tire bicycling. The trails at Oakdale are groomed after snowfall. Skate or participate in a high-energy hockey game at the Reed Park Ice Rink, which is open and lighted for evening use. Hockey players should use the west side of the rink if non-players are skating. The ever-popular Crape Park Sledding Hill offers fun for everyone, plus an aerobic hike back up the hill after a fun descent. Guidelines are posted and sledders are reminded to avoid the hill when it is closed due to the lack of snow. Sports equipment like cross-country skis, poles, boots, snowshoes, and ice skates are available to rent at affordable prices from the Park District Administration Center at 1122 South Burchard Avenue. For example, snowshoes are just $5 for the week and $12 for the weekend. Skis, poles, and boots are $10 for a day or $20 for the weekend. For snowmobile enthusiasts, the Jane Addams Trail provides the opportunity to explore Stevenson County's winter wonderland. Go to janeadamstrail.com and snowtracks.com for more information and trail conditions. Bundle up and enjoy these fun winter activities while you can. It's only 49 days until spring.
Starting next Wednesday, February 5th, the Senior Resource Center will provide free federal and state 1040 tax counseling, preparation, and filing services for low and middle income senior taxpayers 60 years and older residing in Stevenson and Joe Davies counties, as well as adults with disabilities. This service, offered by trained and IRS certified volunteers, is provided through the AARP Tax Aid Program and will run through April 15, 2025. Appointments are required and can be scheduled to be held at the center at 206 East Stevenson Street in Freeport beginning January 22nd by calling 815-235-9777. That's 815-235-9777. And those interested are encouraged to call soon, as spots are limited and fill quickly.
Residents who live within the city limits of Freeport are reminded that they can now bring trash and bulk items for disposal to the Freeport Transfer Station, located at 2133 South Walnut Road from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m., the first Saturday of every month. This month, that will be this Saturday, February 1st. IDs are required for verification of residency. Tires, hazardous waste such as paint and oils, TVs, computers, or other electronics are not accepted. Events for the collection of items not accepted on these Saturdays will be organized later in the year. The city thanks Gill's Freeport Disposal for partnering in this landmark initiative.
As we look at the week ahead, there's still time tomorrow, Friday, February 1st, to bring items to the Salvation Army clothing and coat giveaway from 9 o'clock a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. at 106 West Exchange Street. Then, as we mentioned last week, there's an open house at Tri-County Christian School next Tuesday, February 4th, from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. Tri-County offers full-day preschool as well as instruction for students through 8th grade, and new families will receive a 10% tuition discount for the school year beginning this fall. Next Wednesday, February 5th, the Lindo Theater will host the February film in the long-running Lindo Theater's Select Picks Classic Film Series. The film is Beverly Hills Cop from 1984, starring Eddie Murphy as a freewheeling Detroit cop pursuing a murder investigation in the very different culture of Beverly Hills. Showtimes are 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock p.m. at regular ticket prices. 2025 is the 15th year for this popular film series hosted by Alan Wenzel and Ed Finch. As a reminder, registration is open for dads or another significant adult and daughters 10 years of age or younger for the Park District's Candyland Ball on Valentine's Day at the Masonic Event Center. For more information and to register, which must be completed by Friday, February 7th, Google Candyland Ball in Freeport, Illinois, or call 815-235-6114. Again, that's 815-235-6114. As a reminder, if you are looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at www.greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can subscribe to their free weekly newsletter there as well. And we have a link to a QR code in the print version of this newscast if you'd like to sign up that way. While you're signing up for more of what's going on in our community, you can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, www.cityoffreeport.org, or by using their QR code that appears in the print version of this podcast.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview that aired on Tuesday featuring FreePod host Alan Wenzel interviewing Community College President Chris Kuberski about plans for the college in 2025. Next week, tune in to hear FreePod and Timbuktu host Tim Connors visit with Rachel Gastel about finding clarity when dealing with an alcohol program. Their conversation will be posted at noon on Tuesday, February 4th. With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon for more about what's happening in Freeport. And be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform to receive alerts on your phone as each new podcast airs. You can also click through to our pods through our Facebook page or the website of our partner, WNIJ National Public Radio in DeKalb at www.northernpublicradio.org. As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. We are also grateful to WNIJ for partnering with us in reaching even more listeners, including Spanish-speaking community members. Thank you, Team FreePod. For more information, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at www.freepod.org. Again, I'm Pat Norman, here with Paulette Williams-Thomas. Thank you for listening.